Hello, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we create world-class engineering teams. As always, I am your host, Aviv Ben-Yosef, Tech Executive Advisor, and our subject today is actually something that I realize I've been saying to a few clients and advisory calls, and I realized that this is something that you all ought to know. Now, with this whole shift that we have been going through, so many companies are now working remotely, entirely or partially. And as part of that shift, you might be noticing that you need to be spending more time and energy helping your engineers grow, focus, and foster their professionalism. The issue is, however, that we are often not doing the right kind of focus work here. What am I talking about? You might have read in one of my previous articles the concept of the tech to product continuum. There is an axis, and on that axis, every engineer can be placed as either tending to focus solely on the technology so that they want to do whatever is hardest, most clever, shiniest, newest piece of tech involved, or they are more towards the product part, the business part, the value and impact part, where what makes them tick is seeing the results of what they have accomplished. Help your users and customers achieve their own results. And some people are completely product focused, others solely care about deep tech. And what I often see and teams who are not empowered, who are not autonomous, is that there is a continual drift towards the tech part because that is where your engineers have autonomy. If you do not connect them to the business, if they do not understand the results and the impact of what they're doing, and if they are not able to come up with their own innovation and create tech capital that helps the business, they will simply go and start have 3-hour long discussions about your code conventions, the way you should be naming your get commits, and so forth. And don't get me wrong, it does make sense to invest some time in this, but I'm talking about the proportionality of it. How much time do you want to focus on that? And how much time do you want to invest on your engineers thinking, how can they make the product better? How can they create a new tool, a new process to help them achieve goals faster? Now, the gist of this episode is, what too many companies right now are doing is allowing this drift to happen even faster than usual. Now, this drift happening right now due to the whole remote thing is because people are lacking culture and a feeling of being part of a team. You're talking to a bunch of squares in Zoom. And what I've been telling my clients is the last thing you want to do right now is foster this focus on tech. It's okay to help your employees keep learning and grow professionally. You have to do that, but don't push it too far. Don't focus on that. You need to cultivate your culture that is impact and business obsessed, not tech obsessed. Don't let them fill up their time watching talks, having weeks of refactorings that do not have any clear specific business impact. That will only send them more and more towards the tech part. They will not need to be talking to anyone from product. They will not need even to discuss with people from other teams, maybe. And as they go down that path, do you know what your best engineers will eventually realize? Either they will realize they miss having the product impact and they will just say, all right, this isn't working here, let's move along. Or if they are fine with this, working specifically on tech, focusing on tech, becoming better professionals, then, you know, frankly, eventually they're going to put their head up, look around and realize, oh, if basically what I'm doing is working on tech, it doesn't really matter how fancy the office is because I'm sitting at home. It doesn't really matter who I'm working with because, you know, it's just the Zoom squares. It can be different faces on those Zoom squares, but I'm just doing tech. I'm working on stuff. There's no chit-chatting. There's no tea breaks. Who cares who's in my team? Well, if I'm going to be focusing on deep tech, you know where I'm going to go? I'm going to go to Facebook or Google. I'm going to work on an open source project that thousands of people are using and become the best person in the world when it comes to that specific tech that is only usable in a huge organization. There's essentially no reason to work at anywhere else if you are tech focused. You go to one of those huge organizations and you focus on that solely. You're going to get better compensation. You're even going to get better home perks than in basically any other company. So why would they stay in your company? I always stress the importance of having to connect your people to the business, of having them look at impact. And now, more than ever, this is a crucial thing to do. I've spoken about company generations in the past and written about it a bunch. We are now 5, 6, 7 months into the creation of a new generation that does not even understand how your company once looked like. If you are bringing on new people to this environment, you are creating a company that focuses on the wrong thing, and turning the ship around is only going to get harder as you wait. Act now and start focusing on how you make your people connected to the business, to the value, to the impact that they should be delivering, not to whatever framework of the week is topping Hacker News. To do that, you need to start again with the steps for bootstrapping autonomy. Help them focus on the right thing. Start with providing a wide perspective. Stop discussing the why, the tech, the framework, the tool, and start covering the why first. Have regular all hands where you discuss the roadmap, how it is progressing, and what the customers in the field are saying. Invest in product mastery. I have a whole episode about it. You want to make sure that your people are connecting to the business. The engineers right now, it might be easier than ever to see what's going on. It might be easier than ever to shadow customer success because everyone are in Zoom. You don't need anyone to actually stand behind someone or be in a room that is not their own room. Let them have sessions where they see what is going on in the company. Empower them to do the most important things they can do to create a better company. One way to empower them is to give them chunks of time where they come up with what is best to do to create new tech capital, to improve their work processes. These chunked blocks of time where they focus solely on creating a better environment and providing value, and they decide on the usage of the time, is invaluable in creating empowerment and also helping them, you know, have a place to do this kind of tinkering and playing that is localized to a specific period of time and does not happen throughout your sprints. I call these intermissions. You can read about it on my blog. Don't accept siloed thinking. There's no us versus them. They need to work together with product. Instead of having them not talk to product at all because right now, I don't know, it's easier for your managers in Zoom to do all the coordination and just give your team the final plan. Don't do that. You want as much friction as you can and you want to extinguish the silo thinking. You want coders without borders. They have to work with everyone on the company together. And lastly, you and all of your managers need to be putting your coach hat on regularly, every one-on-one. This is not a single meeting kind of thing. This is a journey that we are on, and you need to make adjustments. Help everyone hone their efforts until this becomes ingrained. Coach in every one-on-one so that your people become empowered, so that they understand what is happening with the product, so that they come up with their own ideas and questions, so you see that they are moving on that continuum closer to the product side. They do not have to be squarely at, you know, 100% product focus. I'm not saying that is the right thing to aim for. I am saying that you want to make sure that they move along and that you do not have them drift slowly but surely towards the tech part. If you want to hear more, My email is in the show notes. Send me an email and I'd love to chat with you about this. Other than that, thank you for joining me. And if you have not yet, subscribe to the best online newsletter for tech executives. The link is in the show notes. Thank you and talk soon.